forget about Cody and Gold's garage sale that starts tomorrow on June 10th. That's Wednesday. That is tomorrow. 100% of the proceeds go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Auction items are available for viewing and bidding by going to 96.5thefan.com and clicking the pass-through link. They got the got a Surfside neon sign out there from my people out at Surfside. Shout out to Drew. Cody got it up there, got it lit up. It looks awesome. It's Allen Fieldhouse, and on the court sides, it says zero bubbles, zero troubles. Yeah. On the surf side, it's got the big Jayhawk in the middle.
That's cool. Surf sides being sold at KU the last couple of days, man. Of surf sides. Back up there yesterday for the three innings.
their pitching staff had many troubles.
Ooh, boy, did they. I'll tell you what, man.
That felt yesterday when I was watching that, like they were just ready to get out of there.
Well, yeah.
Because of the delay.
The delay. It was wanky,
and
man.
And Oklahoma didn't go anywhere. They just didn't miss a beat. They went back, kept, you know, cranking home runs, and then I thought KU's manager said it well. He said, I haven't even looked at the game yet. What went wrong? I just told these guys I'm proud of them.
Yeah, that's all you have to say, too. In a season like that where you weren't expecting a run like this and you kind of get the program, you know, back on the map, so to speak, or really on the map. And, you know, one of the cool things on Sunday was so many baseball alums were there, too, which was really neat to see all those guys proud of the program.
Did I see Gary again. Woodland was there yesterday or the day before?
He may have been. I don't know. We were out in down the third baseline in a tent, so with all the baseball players. I didn't see, I don't know if Gary, I'm sure he was. I mean, everybody was kind of there checking out, you know, what was going on. And it was awesome yesterday, even if it, you know, rained for a little bit. We were only there for about 45 minutes, but it was weird picking up a game in the third inning already 8-1. You know, it's just a weird feeling walking into a stadium. And I'm sure it was very weird for the players as well. You didn't really stand a chance. You're already down 7. And I know Kansas was ranked 15th and Oklahoma wasn't ranked, but I talked to somebody who scouts baseball for a living and they said, oh, that Arkansas team is nothing compared to what this Oklahoma team is. They're legit. And so they were legit. They destroyed Kansas in those two games. It's the SEC versus, you know, the Big 12, and the SEC in baseball is probably going to win more often than not, but still a lot of fun to kind of get it going back and having some fun back at the Hog yesterday. Really good.
Mm. Did you get that new Tom Brady drink while you were at the
Hog?
I
did not. Okay. I did not get that.
B-Dub lets us know, if I'm Spike, I'm taking the ring. I've dumped over $10 million and been a season ticket holder for almost 50 years. Hell yeah. I'm taxing Dolan's cheap ass.
Hell yeah, B-Dub.
Yeah, B-Dub's like, I'm taking that ring.
By the way.
Would you sell it, though?
No, not if I'm Spike. I put that on a necklace and I rock it as a ring necklace, and I just enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's a token of appreciation for giving so much money to that franchise. Speaking of money and franchise, I was wrong about Chet Holmgren. He did sign the max deal. wow, did he make a lot of money. Fully guaranteed deal, obviously, with those max deals. Cap hit for this year was $44.5 million. It's $47.8 million next year. Mm. Or this year was $47.8 million. Next year it's $51.1 million. And the year following is $54.4 million. Then he is a UFA in 29.
There you go.
And SGA got the deal.
And Jalen Williams got the deal. Their big three is locked up.
Yeah, keep it together.
Yeah,
he went to Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
Without Jalen Williams and without their other point guard, A.J. Mitchell, without two of their better players, they went to Game 7.
Yeah, so why are we talking about in the NBA, like they were like, oh, Cleveland's going to keep up. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, like, why are we blowing up teams in the NBA just because they didn't reach the championship? Imagine if we had the NBA attitude in other sports. Now, it's easier in the NBA. There's a lot less players on every roster. But imagine after every season, all right, we're blowing the team up. We're going to trade you for 17 picks we'll never see. I mean, it's crazy how much is just kind of junked up by what the NBA does with roster moves constantly.
I hope I didn't fall for AI on this, but it could be. But it's from Hard Rock Bet, which, I mean, 127,500 followers. Florida's only legal sports book. Roll with us. So it's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, using them over in Miami.
Yeah,
they're legit.
Yeah. It ranks their top 10 active clutch athletes. Number one, Jalen Brunson. Number two, Messi. Number three, Steph Curry. Number four, Patrick Mahomes. Number five, Caitlin Clark. Sidebar, Mac, we might need to have a conversation about Caitlin Clark.
Good, bad?
Very good. See the picture the other day where Joe went up to the game?
Yes, I did.
With a smoothie in hand?
Yep.
Hello, America. Shohei Ohtani, number six, way too low for me. Scottie Scheffler, number seven. Number eight, Josh Allen.
Who? Wait. What's this list?
Top 10 active clutch athletes.
Who'd you just say?
Scottie Scheffler at seven, Josh Allen at eight. But wait, There's more. Number nine, Aaron Judge.
I'm sorry, what?
That's right. Aaron Judge, number nine, and then Jack Hughes, number 10. No NHL affiliate, just says USA.
Yeah, that's why he gets that because of that. Yeah, but
Aaron Judge and Josh Allen, I'm sorry.
They're not on the list. If you couldn't come up with 10, then do 5. I mean, and honestly, I think Jalen Brunson feels kind of captured in the moment.
That was great.
What?
If you can't do 10, just do 5. Well, stop stretching it out.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you don't have it.
But Jalen Brunson seems prisoner of the moment. Messi, yeah. I don't know anything about if he's a clutch player or not. He's the best, but
doesn't mean you're clutch, though.
I don't know.
He's clutch.
Curry, was this list made 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Mahomes being 4, that I'm fine with that. Caitlin Clark, she's not playing great this year.
No, she is. She just
her numbers good. Are fine. Their team isn't.
Yeah, team's off.
She did hit a clutch three the other day, but yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday? Yeah.
Yesterday, the day before.
Yeah, it was this week. It was 2 days ago, yesterday.
28 feet, swish.
Yep, to buzzer beater, but yeah, I don't know. I agree with you, though, Bob. I'm trying to think of the moments. You know what I mean?
Otani's way too low. Did we not see what he did in the World Series?
Exactly. What? He's sixth?
Yeah.
No way. Mahomes and him should be 1 and 2, in my opinion. If you want to put Curry at 3 still because he's Steph Curry, and he did, to be fair, 2024, I would say he just had his most recent clutch moment at the Summer Olympics. That was badass. He was great. Showed out.
All right, I'm going to give you some names. I just went to Gemini on this one. I said, who are the most clutch active athletes, right? The unquestioned king, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think right now, even based on last season, and again, if we're having spur of the moment, Jalen Brunson should be number one on this list, then we should have spur of the moment stuff with Patrick Mahomes and go, okay, that was only one season, right? We're putting people in that are playing great right now, and people are penalizing Patrick Mahomes maybe because of what he did last year and got hurt and all that nonsense. But when you think about it, you find me another player in the NFL that you would take 1-1 overall if there was an expansion draft, and give me another player that you would take down 3 with 13 seconds to go. Enough said about Patrick Mahomes. Enough said about Patrick Mahomes. Then they go to the NBA. SGA is on the list. Jalen Brunson, Steph, LeBron. Then you got Djokovic in tennis, Jimmy Butler, and then somebody named Nathan MacKinnon in the NHL. So,
yeah, I don't know enough about the Djokovic one, obviously. SGA was extremely clutch this year. That's fair. Yeah, Josh Allen is an interesting one because he has not been – like last year he was anti-clutch. I mean, that was horrendous.
Yeah.
That was horrendous. But if you look at his other seasons, he hasn't not been clutch. Like that 13 seconds game is a great example. He was pretty damn clutch in that game.
Yeah, he was great.
He was incredible. He was as clutch as it gets until until
his top 5 defense went bottom 5.
Yeah. And the other guy on the other side of the field just happens to be a tick ahead of you.
Yeah.
Happens to be the one guy. So I don't know. I don't hate Josh Allen on this list as much as I hate Aaron Judge. I mean,
Aaron Judge should be nowhere near this list because of the biggest
of
situations.
His career is anti-clutch.
Yes, literally.
So I asked Gemini again.
His wife doesn't even have a clutch purse.
Right. I said to Gemini, anyone else? Bryce Harper, you know, some guy from Real Madrid, Kyle Larson in NASCAR, Justin Tucker, you know, former kicker.
Killer.
I don't know why I said that.
Killer in the clutch.
I think I was going to say Damian Lillard as well, combining those two names. And so they still have not mentioned Aaron Judge. I'm going to ask Gemini, what about Aaron Judge?
Is it unfair to say you have to have a championship to be on this list?
Because
you said 1 and 2, Mahomes and Otani.
Yep.
Steph, maybe 3.
Yep,
those all have multiple titles.
Yeah. No,
because
fair.
The reason why? Because they probably did something clutch to gain the title.
Yeah. Scotty, exactly. Scheffler. Yep.
All right, here we go on Judge.
Yep.
Tiger?
Yeah.
I mean, it's current, but yeah.
Yeah. But I said, what about Judge? Judge is the most fascinating case in this because of the clutch conversation. If you talk to analytic-focused baseball minds, they'll say he's immensely clutch.
Shut up. That's what it said. Analytics.
God. If you talk to analytic-focused baseball minds, they'll argue he's immensely clutch.
All right, I'm out on analytics.
If you look at the raw narrative of New York postseason pressure, the conversation gets a little bit more critical. The numbers, his career regular season WPA is a staggering plus 35.4. Tell me one Yankee fan that cares about any of that nonsense.
What the hell was that?
The verdict. Aaron Judge isn't a choker. You don't win 3 MVPs, capture a batting title, hit 50-plus home runs in multiple seasons by shrinking. But baseball is unique. Unlike Patrick Mahomes or LeBron James, who can demand the ball on every single play, Judge can only wait for his turn. And because the pitcher game plans completely shift to work for him, is he a tier one clutch athlete in the regular season? Absolutely. But until he carries a classic legendary World Series run from start to finish, he won't be up there with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, shouldn't be in the atmosphere.
I don't think Aaron Judge is clutch at all. I really don't.
If we made a top 10 clutch athletes of all time, I would make an argument for Mahomes to be in there.
Mahomes, Jeter, Brady. Tom.
Yeah. So the fact that he's not one on this list in its current is atrocious.
Yeah.
Abysmal.
Yeah, Aaron Judge should be nowhere near the list of when it comes, but I do like the fact that it says, well, if you ask the analytics, he's great.
That's great.
You ask people who watch the game, he's not. You need your big players to be big in big moments. That's the difference between being good and being great and being one of the all-time greats, is having those moments. What all-time great player do you talk about, or do we ever talk about, that didn't have moments? Every single one has those great moments. And you know where you make those great moments? In the postseason.
That's why I asked the question, do you have to have a championship? Like, wouldn't you'd say, like, Robert Horry is one of the most clutch athletes
of all time. Yeah, Big Shot Bob, man.
You don't get that name for nothing.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yep.
No, that's fair.
Looks like John Grayson has a burner account. Didn't know Hard Rock had a fastball like this. Put a dude who in his last game played took a blank in our living room with four turnovers. Got to respect the bait throwing a wild card round merchant on a clutch list. Man, Josh Allen smells when the lights are bright.
BBL stinky.
Oh, man. Is Kyrie on that list?
That's a good one. Yeah,
I don't know enough about that one.
I don't know if he's done it since.
He hit the shot in the 3-1 comeback.
Yeah. It was just 10 years ago.
Can you believe that's been 10 years already since J.R. Smith took his shirt off?
But that is a good one. Yeah, we had a LeBron text as well. Just hasn't done enough recently, I would imagine.
Yeah, recently. He hasn't won since the bubble.
This is weird. Somebody put something on here. Brunson is blanking the bed. Messi, I can't speak to. Curry is not clutch. Mahomes is awful in the Super Bowl. Clark blows. Shohei is cool. Josh Allen, LOL. Judge, LOL.
Interesting.
That sounds like just a negative human. So if that's an LOL list to you, who are you putting on the list?
Yeah, exactly.
Before Patrick Mahomes came to Kansas City, who would you have said was the most clutch athlete in Kansas City history?
Salvador Perez.
In history?
Or Alex Gordon.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, Gordon hits
the
home run.
One of the two from that team.
He didn't need the wind. Salvador Perez hits maybe the most iconic hit in Kansas City Royals history.
I mean, George is on that list.
For sure. Brett would be the next name, yep.
Yeah.
Anybody in football, though? DT, maybe.
No, I don't know, man.
No championships.
Yeah.
Yeah, no even big-time.
No big-time moments. I mean, there was 50 years.
Maybe Lenny the Goat?
Yeah, I go back all the way there.
You could.
Like Joe Montana?
But who was more clutch in that Super Bowl? Was it Len or was it Hank calling, 65 toss, power, draft, run it, boys, run it, you know?
I mean, Hank's in his ear.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know that we really had that other than George, really, you know?
Speaking of clutch, I think that you could probably put to bed the greatest baseball player of all time. Is Shohei Ohtani. You see what he's doing this year on the mound? Like, I asked, what's better, Bobby Witt Jr.'s bat or his glove? What's better, Ohtani's bat or Ohtani's arm? Because this year right now, fellas, okay, he has 8 starts. He's 6-2. He has a .74 ERA. He's got a 2.8 WAR. He has 61 innings pitched, 30 hits, 5 total runs allowed, earned runs, and he's only walked 18 batters. It seems like every year, Ohtani doubles down on greatness. He goes from 50-50 to this. His ERA might not hit 1 the entire year. We're damn near close to the halfway point, and it's at .74.
I don't know what the right answer is, because...
Whatever your gut is telling you.
My gut is telling me bat.
Because in the World Series, that's where you get into a conundrum. He starts the game and strikes out the side, and then immediately comes up and hits a home run.
Right. I think for me it's the bat, because we always talk about how the hardest thing to do in sports is hit that little ball, with the bat. And, you know, you fail 70% of the time, you're a Hall of Famer. You fail, you know, 65% of the time, you're considered one of the greatest of all time. That's kind of the category that he's in right now.
Like, would you rather face Ohtani or pitch to Ohtani?
I would rather pitch to Ohtani.
This is what greatness conversations are.
Yes. But no, I would rather pitch to Ohtani because at that point in time, at least from my mindset, I feel like I'm a little bit in control here. You know, I don't want to stand in the box. I'm too scared. I'll just be honest with you. I'm not getting in there against a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and that's a low-end fastball,
yeah, and then he hits
right?
115 right back at you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd have the L screen up probably. But, I mean, I it's hard to say what he's better at. Is it the hitting or the pitching? And I think when you're talking value, I think you got to lean towards the offensive side of things because you mentioned all those strikeouts. Strikeouts are so high in Major League Baseball anymore. Nobody's
pitching's better.
Yeah, well, it's better maybe, but I don't think it's necessarily better. I think it's the analytics that are telling people launch angle is all that matters, and agents are telling their players
and judges clutch
go hit home runs. I mean that's you know that's what players are doing right now. They talk about those three you know pure outs or whatever, or the walk and the strikeout and the home run, the three pure outcomes or however they phrase it right now. Strikeouts aren't demonized like they were when we were a kid. You struck out, you got back to the dugout, you got made fun of. You know now we've normalized the strikeout. Players don't care about it anymore, and so I don't know that the pitching has gotten better. They're throwing faster. That doesn't mean the pitching has gotten better. I think it really is. It comes down to the agents telling these guys the only way you're going to make money is when you hit home runs, and it's become more of an individualized game than a team sport.
Another way to ask everything that we're talking about here from the 816 is if Ohtani pitched to himself, who'd win?
Yeah,
Ohtani. I know that'd be a great question to ask him in like an interview.
Yes.
Like if you got to LA early and like they let him talk to the media and be like, hey, I just have one question, just real quick. If you pitched to yourself, who would win?
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it? But I love that question. That's a good one, man.
That's a great one.
How come nobody's ever asked Ohtani that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the media at times, and we're all guilty of it, I'm not taking shots. You can't see the forest through the trees. And when you cover these teams every day, it's like, Mac, your question to Marlins, man. I still go back to that. You asked a question that for the last 10 years, 12 years, everybody just kind of know who this guy was. And then you asked the question and it took it a completely different turn. He explained that whole type of situation because you haven't been here for the last 15 years having these conversations. So you brought that new perspective in. And sometimes I think the media forgets, especially the baseball media. They're so worried about dorkiness, whatever.
Yes.
Cut it. What Cut it and save it. Cut it and save it.
Men's I hit dump. It's gone.
Oh, dang.
The stream got it. No, the stream got it. But I mean, but that's what it is. I mean, you've got Dorky McDorkerson sitting out there doing dorky things that they forget about. Like, how about asking a question? Because fans would love to know the answer to that question. If Ohtani pitched against Ohtani, who would win?
You have your phone calculator ready?
I can get it ready.
Okay, so Ohtani's pitched 61 innings.
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my calculator.
I just want to make sure my math is right, because someone asked, how many?
Okay, 61 innings.
Divided by 8.
Divided by
8. Is it like 7.2?
7.625.
So almost 8 innings is what he's averaging to start.
Holy.
If he's averaging 7.6 in 8 starts, that's your sample.
Yeah.
61 divided by 8 would be 7. Yeah.
So he's averaging, you know, 7 2/3 innings every start out there, which in today's game is
eternity.
Yeah.
It's forever.
Yeah.
And then
it's nuts.
Then you get the dusty truthers out there. So when does CAG start pitching? I mean, why not?
Why not? What do you got to lose?
If he gets Tommy John, he can just DH or, you know, play first base.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to credit the Angels a little bit for at least giving them that chance going out and doing that with Shohei.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no one's ever done this.
No one,
well,
yeah.
Maybe you're nobody that we've ever seen before. And boy, were they right.
Yeah, they were right.
Yeah.
Like, and I know the Angels suck, but
and
nice.
Then he gets Tommy John and goes out there and hits 50 home runs and steals 50 bases, dude. I mean, we spent way too much time talking about Shohei Ohtani, but I mean, that's like, and it goes back to like when we were
but
talking about.
But it's so compelling, Dusty. It really is. It's so compelling to talk about this guy because we've never seen anything like it in
and
sports.
And you never will.
And we never will. And the questions and conversation have been great.
And maybe that's my hot take with Ohtani is that we've never seen this and we never will see it again. Like the likelihood of seeing it, this is even more crazier. The likelihood of seeing another Patrick Mahomes is much more higher than to ever see what Ohtani's doing currently in baseball. And he's 31 years old. They're the same age.
Oh, there's no argument. Yeah. There's no argument. He's doing something literally we have not seen since Babe Ruth.
And apparently he's already answered the question that we want to ask. He said him pitching would win.
I haven't heard him say that. I'd like to find that. I'd love to hear that. Yeah. And I'd like to know the why. Well, he's not going to give you the why. And if he does give you the why, then he's only exposing himself. So if you're Ohtani, you never give the why. Because now all teams are going to listen and go, well, if this is how you think you should get yourself out, maybe this is what we'll try to do against you. So he should never give the why.
Somebody says, maybe Cag should just become our closer. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the lights go out and he just trots from right field and takes the slab and just 98, 98, 98. Tie game comes up in the bottom of the ninth and cranks one. I'm getting way off my head just here. But either way, that'd be awesome. Somebody says, thank God for the Odyssey app. We don't get dumps.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Dork, Richard. We'll get back into what the question of yesterday was. Can this be allowed? Plus, a great Spectre question on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.